Good evening. Everybody, thank you for your coming. I am Shinichi Miyagawa, a ceramics artist from Makuzu Pottery in Kyoto. The theme of today's talk is tradition. So, this is our family. Our family home was built around 50 years ago. At that time, we included a tea ceremonies room. In that era, more and more people were interested in tea ceremonies. We have two tea rooms. One is a big, one is a small. So, I will talk about the history of the Miyagawa family. When we first came to Kyoto, our business was restoring ceramics. It was a very important job. At that time, ceramics were very expensive, so our business was big. About Kyoto ceramics, Kyoto ceramics is a culture which was born in Kyoto, the 1,000-year-old city. In the later Edo period, there were many potters in Kyoto producing ceramics and less demand for restoring them. So we changed our family business, creating ceramics rather than fixing them. This table, made by Chozo, who founded Makuzu Pottery. The glaze of this bowl is made from straw ash. This glaze is the traditional feature of the Miyagawa family's Makuzu Yaki. The Makuzu name was given to the family at that time by the brother of the emperor. Makuzu was an area name in the east of Kyoto called Higashiyama. Higashi is east, Yama is a mountain, east area, where the Miyagawa family still lives and works. This also straw ash glaze on red clay. This clay is a Shigaraki from Shiga Prefecture. Typical ceramics made by the first Kōsai are blue and white. Japanese says sometsuke. He is my direct ancestor. Most of his ceramics were collected by Mr. David Hyde King and stored in the National Gallery of Scotland. So made after Edo period. This was made by the first Kozan, who is Chozo's son. It is very decorative work. This is installed in the Toshiba Gallery in the V&A now. Big hawk and apricot tree. So please go to V&A. After making decorative works, he made some which were in the Art Nouveau style. This was made by the second Kozan, first Kozan's son. The culture of tea ceremonies became popular in the 1930s. So this is the same straw ash glaze. In the post-war era, tea ceremonies was popular and practiced widely, and people like more opulent ceramics. This is a tea set my great-grandfather created. When Prince Williams visited Japan last April, this set was used to serve him tea. This water jar and a box for water jar and a box for sweets made by my grandfather, Kosai V. I would like to talk about the challenges facing makuzuyaki, makuzu pottery. This tea bowl, which my father made, which is now in the V&A, he didn't use a wheel to create this. He used the coiling technique. This is a decorative porcelain plate not used for tea ceremonies. We created this lamp at the end of last year. So, this coverlet was made by the first Kosai. Between the creation of the lamp of the light and this coverlet, there were almost 200 years, but they shared two things in common. One is the sometsuke, blue and white technique, and the other is that both are made targeting targeting customers abroad. So, lastly, I would like to talk about my works. Like every generation, I feel the responsibility of continuing makuzu yaki and allowing it to flourish in the spirit of makuzu grandfather, Kosai V. When I was one and a half years old. So, Sora Shigure's is used for this bowl. The duck inside will start swimming when you make green tea inside the bowl. This was a motif of bread, which is one of the themes in my work. This is a contemporary work, but I used traditional storage glaze technique, which looks like white cream or icing. This was made at the Leech Pottery in St. Ives, when I stayed until yesterday. I had a mustache. So, it was a challenge to create works in 2.5 weeks, but some of them are displayed downstairs. So please have a look at them. I hope you enjoy my talk. I think tradition is not an obsolete thing. We can fully utilize our inherited techniques in an innovative way to match the needs of the contemporary public. That is how our family, Miyagawa, was maintained its tradition by reading the needs of that time. Thank you very much.